Now, when spirit enters into a universe, how do we know it's happened? Well, we know that it happens because it enters into individuals, into selves, into beings, into people. If it didn't, we wouldn't have any spiritual sense of who and what we are. Some of us have forgotten that. Some of us have mistaken intellectual understanding for a spiritual feeling of what life is all about. And that is to your detriment. You don't want to replace your intellectual understanding by spiritual feeling, and you certainly don't want to replace your spiritual feeling by intellectual understanding. You want both. You want to have a very keen intellectual understanding, and you want to have the ability to spiritually feel your way into this universe. You need to recognize something about yourself which you really find a hard time telling yourself, that in really, you are the God presence yourself. You are Krishna yourself. And I know that sounds maybe blasphemous to people who claim that they're religiously enlightened. And I want to tell you something, it ain't blasphemous at all. It's really our very nature. Now, to call yourself God seems kind of, I don't want to do that. I don't blame you. I wouldn't want to call myself God either because it seems too highfalutin. I don't like calling myself Lord or King or President or Doctor or any kind of title which makes me feel, you know, more highfalutin than I think I am, because I like to play the part of just being little old me, just ordinary me, doing my ordinary boring things in life. I'd rather be that, and I'd rather just know that God is up there taking care of me if I pray to him. And you don't have to do that. You yourself are the God presence acting out who and what you think you are. Sounds like blasphemy? No, it's not blasphemy. It's spiritual realization. It's a realization that comes to you in such a way that whatever religion you practice, whatever spiritual belief you might have, you will see that they are all just different ways of approaching the same subject. There is something very spiritual about you as you are. I don't care what you believe. I don't care what religion you follow. I don't care how you think. I don't care whether you're smart. I don't care whether you're stupid. I don't care whether you're ugly, whether you're beautiful. I don't care whether you're a man or a woman or a child. I don't care if you're 80 or if you're 8. It makes no difference to me. You are the presence of God. And when I look at you, that's what I see. I see the presence of God. I don't see just a little tiny guy walking around. I see God playing a role. And for me, that's funny. I think it's funny to think about the fact that everything is this action of this God presence playing these funny roles. And because I know that I'm going to continue as God forever, and so are you because you are me, then it doesn't bother me. I just go through life with that kind of, maybe you would say, illusion. But if it is only illusion, I think it's the right illusion to have. Because whatever you think is real, I want to tell you something, it's also an illusion too. So realizing the technology of God is first realizing the illusorial character of the physical world itself. And I hope that by listening, maybe listening again to some of these sessions that I've just provided for you, you're going to be able to see that truth for yourself. Not as being the truth, the absolute, no, 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 no. But as something which you can put into practice for yourself. Now, people have asked me, Dr. Wolf, can you tell me what I need to do in order to do this or to have that or realize this? And I say no. I say no to you. I'm not going to tell you what to do, because telling you what to do gets you into the doing and not into the living and the experiencing of what's going on. You got to experience this, not that you have to, it's that you will, once you begin to understand that you can let go of any preconceived ideas you have. And if you can't let go of any preconceived ideas that you have right now, pretend that you can let go of any preconceived ideas that you have right now. And if you just do that, you begin to get a different vision. Also, listen to these sessions, because they contain insights that I think will help you gain access to this technology, to this way of actually being in the world. It's a way, a technology, which is non-technical. It's a way, it's a technology which allows you, if anything, to let go of any technical, standard, operational practices that you must do. In other words, like, an apple a day keeps a doctor away. Do 5 asanas in the morning and 6 in the afternoon and you'll become a yogi. Stand on your head for 15 minutes and you'll learn all the wisdom of the universe. Read this book and you will understand everything. I don't believe in any of that. I believe that you should certainly read, you could certainly listen, you should certainly do yoga asanas, you should certainly do whatever you want to do, but always do it with the understanding that you are more than whatever you think you are doing that.